Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 12 o'clock. Excuse me, 10 o'clock. Ooh, that would be long. 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do what we can today. It's supposed to be a little nicer today than it has been the past couple of days. We've had a lot of rain in the area, but it's a good thing. We need that rain. I know we've talked about it a number of times. We definitely do need it. It'll be worth it, right? You know, it is May now, so we have those April showers. They're bringing our May flowers, if you will, and we should be pretty good after this. So we'll try to enjoy this weather here. So I know that. Before I even came on, we had a call on the line already, so I want to get right into it. I don't want them to stick around, so we do have that first call, so who's up first today?
We've got Alice from Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I planted my strawberry plant, and I want to know what I have to do to get a good harvest and to keep the birds away. I got 41 plants.
Okay. Now, when you planted all of them, did you put like a nice compost with them?
I did.
Okay.
Only because you told me to do that for something else, but I figured I'll do it for my strawberries.
Perfect. Now, a product I'd like to see be used is a product like Biotone Starter that you can sprinkle around all of those. That Biotone is from Espoma.
Uh-huh.
That will help start off your plants right from the get-go with a great start. It's got microbes in it that help create a big root system. So I'd like to see you use those now. You can mix those just around the outside of all the plants and water it in. And then from there, not yet, because that's going to be your start for fertilizer. We're going to probably wait maybe about 4 to 6 weeks. And I'd like to see you start using like a liquid fertilizer every couple weeks. You could use like a Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest has a... they have a fish and seaweed, which is a nice mixture to help bring a lot of those nutrients and make them alive in the soil there. So that would be a good one to use. If you can't find that, you could use something like, the Jax Classic or, even all the way down to a Miracle-Gro. That would be fine, too. But you'll do those in two-week intervals.
In two-week intervals?
Yep. Starting in about 3 to 4 weeks. after you use the biotone, because you want the plants to develop those roots and start getting the roots going. And once those happen, then you can start feeding them a little bit more, because if you start feeding right away, they're not going to want to move their roots into the soil quicker. They're going to just stay where it is. If you start fertilizing them with that liquid food, that biotone around it is going to get them to start reaching the roots out and moving where we need them to move. And then from there, you'll be able to use that liquid fertilizer that will feed them and get them a little stronger as the days go on. So that's how I would do it this season. Okay. Yep.
What do I do about the birds that will start coming once they're there?
Well, so they do have like bird netting that you could put around these.
Do you put it around it or on top?
So you would put it like over the top of it. Some of them, they have different size bird netting where they'd have smaller holes, larger holes, etc. You'd probably want to go in a little bit smaller holes, so that when you put it over, the birds can't just chew on it. Okay. Some people will make like a tent over it if you're, where you would put like stakes along the side of it and then kind of put that netting over the top.
Okay.
Or you could just put it over the top and let it sit on there. Really up to you. The thing with just putting it over the top, sometimes it just keeps it compact. So that's why I kind of like to at least somehow have it raised up just a little bit over it. So the plant itself can start to develop and expand. Okay.
Do I make sure that they don't dry out, or can they take dry?
You want to make sure they get, watered normally, every few days, maybe every other day during the summer season when it gets really hot. You don't want them to dry out. If they dry out, the moisture doesn't get into the strawberry that you're developing. And we want the water to get in there to create some of that strawberry. So letting it dry out is one thing that you definitely do not want to do. Okay. All right, Alice. Well, thank you for the call. We do appreciate it, and good luck with the strawberries. And as always, if you have any more questions, let us know. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's supposed to be a little bit nicer today than it was yesterday. This wind up here in New England has been really kicking up, getting some high gusts. So it's a little it's becoming a little rough, right? We're yesterday it was sunny and nice, but the wind really killed it. The wind gusts lately have been a lot, but we're looking at some rain the next few days around here. Like I've been saying the past couple of weeks, it's needed. It's definitely needed. There was some towns in parts of Massachusetts that already had suggested that you water less. I know Acton, Mass. Was suggesting that you don't water as often already, and the season's just beginning. How do you get your plants established, right? So those are just some things. So this rain is really needed. We looked last week, and we were in step like one a drought. They do like 0 to 4. 0 means you're not in a drought. 1 is you're just starting to get into it, and I was seeing that last week. So the rain is good for all the plants that we're putting, getting established, getting them ready. Last week we talked about that crabgrass control, getting that down before the rain, You can still put a lot of that crabgrass control down. We're pretty much right at the end. We have another week or so. The forsythia is starting to go into leaf, but you still have a lot of flowers going on, so we still have that time for the crabgrass control. And even the secondary crabgrass control, the early and late season crabgrass control, get that down before it rains the next few days. I know here at my house on Wednesday, we scheduled some sod to be delivered. We put 1,000 square feet of sod in the backyard because the backyard just hasn't been looking great. And as soon as we put it down, it poured, which was awesome. It was like the perfect time to do it. So it's great to have this rain for things like that, getting lawns established, getting them off to the right start. You know, we've talked about how much rain you need, how much water you need to put down to get the lawn established. And I know, you know, I even get an email saying, how do we get that much, you know, water that, you know, our wells can't handle that. And I understand it. But that's where Mother Nature helps us. That's where she kicks in and gives us that extra rainfall to help us. So this rain is good, obviously. It's great that it's during the week so we can enjoy our weekends, get out in the garden, do those things. So definitely worth it. But you can give us a call here with any questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes to get back into more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show for anybody to give us a call with any questions, so feel free to do that. It's a nice day to get to the garden center, get some new plants, get some, you know, get anything really, and get those into the garden, because the next few days we're going to see some rain, which means free water, right? You're not going to have to take care of them as much and do those two things for the next few days at least. Let's get those plants established. Let's get them in there and do what we can. Now, if you're noticing that with this rain, some of that rain is puddling or just sitting, you know, let's take a look at that, because that means a lot. A lot of times in the New England area, there is, that means there's a lot of clay in the soil. There's a lot of compact soil. Maybe it just can't get through. That can be taken care of here. Those are things that we look at and say, all right, what else does it do? You'll notice down the road, maybe there's lots of moss in that area because of it. Maybe it's so compact that the grass won't grow there and the water just sits. So those are things that kind of open us up and say, oh, okay, what can I do to fix that? Because the rain will show us those things. And where it does puddle, that means it's probably too compact. There's something else going on. Let's try to fix it. So how do we fix it? Well, there's a couple products out there to take care of it. We, you know, you've probably heard of gypsum, pelletized gypsum. Well, gypsum will do that. It will break up the soil over time. It does take some time to really release everything, probably about 4 to 6 months. But there are quicker ways now with the, you know, technology and everything. They've looked into it and realized, oh, there are other things that we can do, and that's where products like Natural Alternative Sulfur come into play. Their sulfur actually will do the same thing as the pelletized gypsum, but at the same time, instead of just breaking up the clay and the hard-packed soils, it will actually release the trap nutrients, which will then allow your pH to raise, allow the nutrients to be where it needs to be. So that will help. If you can't go online to naturalalternative.com to purchase that, you could also go to a local garden center and look for something like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. I personally have used the sulfur product from Natural Alternative in my backyard, and I'll tell you, I used to have a larger puddles, and they really have gone down tremendously in my backyard from using this sulfur product. So I definitely enjoy it because there's not as many puddles in the backyard, but that means the trapped nutrients are releasing, etc. It means that it's breaking up a little bit. What it also, for those of you who have the moss, right? I know a lot of people have come into the garden center and said, I have moss, there's just too much of it. Well, you know, obviously we've got to start with a moss killer to kill it, to get rid of it. But it is taking care of the soil, and that's where that Love Your Soil comes in. There's also adding to your pH, you know, by using like a rapid lime or a fast-acting lime. That's that pelletized lime. It's a calcitic lime is what we're looking for, right? So the calcitic lime, as soon as it hits the ground, starts to work. Starts working, whereas your regular pelletized lime that you might buy for like $5, $6, $7, that one can take up to 4 to 6 months for it to work. So that's why we like to look at that calcitic lime, because it can work quickly and help add to your pH levels. You know, bringing the pH level up in a mossy area is something that will help prevent the moss from coming back. So we can go into a few more of these details about that, because right now a lot of people are coming into the garden center saying, I have moss, what do I do? And we just look to kill it. We don't look to finish those next couple things and say, all right, what else do I do? And that's where those two products come in, where we want to raise the pH, we want to break up some clay-filled soil, compact soil, and allow those trapped nutrients to really surface. So those are things to really be thinking about. Now, if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther.
This morning, North Korea warned the United States will face, quote, a very grave situation because President Joe Biden, quote, made a big blunder in his recent speech by maintaining North Korea is a security threat. Last week, Biden made his first address to Congress, during which he called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs serious threats to American and world security, promising to work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia stated he does not support the House-passed D.C. statehood bill or a sweeping bill that would overhaul federal elections.
If Congress wants to make D.C. a state, it should propose a constitutional amendment. It should propose a constitutional amendment and let the people of America vote.
With Senator Manchin opposing and the filibuster still intact, Democrats stand little chance of passing the D.C. statehood bill through the current Senate. This is USA Radio News. As the U.S. begins to bring troops home from Afghanistan, USA's Wendy King takes a look back to when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Strong thunderstorms forecast for Louisiana and Mississippi. As we get into the week, a cold front is expected to move eastward from the plains to the Midwest, with the possibility of severe thunderstorms in Ohio and Tennessee River valleys. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/USA Radio.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time in the show to get in to give us a call, so definitely do that if you are looking to get your questions answered. But it's going to be a great day out there today, so definitely get out there. We can definitely finish up some of the conversations in regards to, you know, what to do with the lawn, with the moss, right? We did start talking a little bit more into detail in regards to this, and I think it's important because a lot of you might see it and say, okay, well, I'll kill it, and then let's put some grass seed on and move on. You know, that's fine if you want to do it every year, but we like to look at doing things, doing them correctly, and then being able to just say, all right, let's move on to something else. Let's get that lawn established. And so, you know, we did talk about on the previous segment a little bit about, you know, adding the lime, adding the sulfur, so that we can break up that compact soil underneath. You know, and it's not just a one and done type thing. Right. If you have moss and you have some, you know, very compact soil, using an application like this 3 times in 1 season in 6-week intervals, you can actually really break up that soil, really break it down, really release a lot of those nutrients to make it so you don't have that moss come back. You know, we've talked about a number of times how the best way to get a full lawn and have less weeds is to take care of the weeds and then reseed and then seed and continue to seed throughout the season so that we're filling in where the weed seeds could go. Well, we need to do the same thing after we've used these products and fill the lawn in with grass seed and continuing on. So long term, we don't have to do a lot of these things. Or what we do is just to maintain, right? So we've talked about liming I don't know how many times. We could talk about it, and we'll talk about it I don't know how many more times. But how important the pH level is. If we're raising the pH, we can do it multiple times in a season with this fast-acting lime. Whereas if it's right where it needs to be, we still need to lime every season, but just to keep that maintenance. You know, do that one in the spring to maintain that number so it doesn't drop. You know, the idea here in New England is the soils tend to get more acidic. And, you know, that's why you see a lot more evergreens all over the place, because the acidic soil. So things like this, you know, taking care of the soil, that's why it's so important. We need to get it, you know, unless you have tons of evergreens everywhere, but if you're looking to get that lawn established, keeping it at a, you know, a neutral rate, and, you know, liming it every season to keep it there, or is it bringing it up each season? What can you do? It can take a couple seasons to lift that pH level up. But pH is very important when it comes to the lawn and getting it established. So I definitely recommend for anybody who, you know, is putting in a lawn, taking some time and getting a soil sample taken. So you can see where you're at. You know what you're dealing with. You know, instead of just going in and saying, all right, well, I know I got to do this. Let's actually have what you need. Let's figure it out. And that's where that soil sample comes in. You know, I could talk about soil samples all day long, just based on the fact that I know how important it is for our lawns. So definitely, you know, there's some things we can be doing with our lawn still to establish or keep them where they need to be. So let's really look into that this year if you haven't in the past. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have later on today, I have a treat because Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to be with us. I asked her to be on twice with us today. So she'll be on at 7:30, and then again, she's going to be on about 9 o'clock with us. There's so many things we could be doing in the lawn and in the garden right now. So I asked her to come on a couple times so that we could really get some of that information. I know that whenever she comes on, the information that goes out is so important. So I just figured this week, let's try to do a 2-for here and get a lot of that good information out, because it's time. The time is now to really get into that garden and do more. So definitely worth it. If you have some questions, again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, I know you've heard me say it a couple times already, but let's get into the garden center today, because that rain that is coming the next few days is perfect for you to get those plants that you're putting in established. You're not going to have to pay to have the, you know, the sprinklers running as much with the amount of rain that's going on here. So definitely would be worth getting some plants established, getting things out there. You know, I looked, you know, one other thing is I looked at the long-term forecast, and around this time of year we say, all right, you know, May 20th is about our last frost. So a lot of us are saying, all right, you know, when can we put stuff out? Now, the weather can change, and we all know that, but I'm looking, and the lowest temperatures I'm seeing, at least where I am in Lowell, is 40 degrees over the next 14 days. Obviously, that could change. I mean, we had snow like 2 weeks ago. But that being said, we're getting real close to being able to get established out there, get everything, you know, get some of that vegetable garden ready out there, if you haven't already. Just based on what I'm seeing long term, I think we could really start getting out there. There are ways we can definitely, you know, help protect the plants if we do get some real cold weather. But I think we're there. I think we're really starting to get there. I mean, I look at the Cape, and their temperatures aren't getting really lower than 42. So I think we're getting to the point where we can start putting stuff outside when it comes to our vegetables and start thinking about that, at least in the lower part of New England. We'll have to take a look at some of our friends in New Hampshire and Maine and see how it is temperature-wise there. But, you know, this is the time to really start getting out there and getting those things done, right? We've always, for the longest time, we've always just said, you know, May 20th to May 30th, Memorial Day, right? That's when we really start getting out into the garden. Well, I think the time is coming. I think we're really close to it. But again, if you know, there are ways that if you put, you know, your vegetables out in the garden, you can still protect them if it gets down too far. Or if you're nervous, maybe start bringing them out during the day if you haven't already. Start getting them established and getting that feel of the outside. And then as the night goes on, the nights go on, bring them in, you know, maybe 6-7 o'clock, and then the next day leave it out a little bit longer, then the next day leave it out a little bit longer so it can acclimate to those temperatures, so we're not just like shocking the plants. But we're real close to this. It's a great thing, because usually, you know, end of this month we still would have 20 to 30 days. Let's keep an eye on it. And if you feel comfortable getting those out there, and if you feel comfortable relying on the weathermen, the weather forecasters out there, then, you know, have at it. But again, being somebody in weather, I swear it's one of the jobs where you can be wrong 50% of the time and still have a job. So definitely, you know, if you trust them, definitely take a look at it. But I think we're getting there. We're really close. So if you wanted to start getting stuff in the garden, I would see no problems. Just keep an eye out for those overnight temperatures. They start dropping into the 30s, maybe get a blanket or something out there. Those of you who do large gardens or are nervous, you know, maybe wait a little bit. So I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Who's up next?
Got Rich fishing right now.
All right, Rich, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Paul. Every year my tomato plants get wiped out by early blight. We've tried a product called Symphony. What is used? Fungi oil. And I'm wondering if there's any new remedies on it, because come like the first part of July, my plants start dying from the bottom up, and it's really frustrating.
Understandable. I'm taking a look and seeing if it's still out there. There is a product out there called Actinivate.
Actinivate.
Yeah. I'm just seeing it should still be out there. It's a product that is a fungicide that you actually, it can help with those early blights, where you'll add it to the plant. It's a concentrate, right? So it comes in 2 ounces, and it will actually help with things along the lines of this early blight, etc. One other thing I'd like to see you do would be to thin out the leaves of the plants so that there's not as many leaves on the bottom part in the center. Almost like lollipop them. Make it so the bottom parts don't have as many leaves where the top does. Because what happens is the rain or any watering can go through and sit on the leaves. Then we get the full sun or we get the humidity, and all of a sudden it creates that fungus. So what I like to do is thin out those leaves a bit so that the airflow can go through. So if there is water sitting on some of those leaves, it can dry out a little bit easier. This actinivate also, it goes into the soil. It can help get rid of some of those fungal diseases from the soil. It will also do some of the foliar diseases, so it'll help prevent it. So look up online, because I haven't seen it in a lot of the garden centers in a while, but look up online actinovate, it comes in like a little pouch, about 2 ounces, and it's definitely worth looking at if you've had the blight issue in the past and starting early with it. All right, Rich, well, good luck. We're going to take a break here, 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some calls on the line. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've got Tom from Rhode Island.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a Meyer lemon that has developed a real sticky substance all over the leaves and stems. Is that okay. The end of it?
Oh, not necessarily. Now, has it stopped producing, like, altogether?
It hasn't bloomed so far.
Okay. Have you seen any insects on it or any anything on, like, the bark or anything like that?
No, not really. We had another Meyer lemon we threw out, but it had a little flat, small scale-like thing that was on the... And we ended up losing that one, but this one was right beside it and developing the stickiness, but it's not, I don't see the little flat scale-like material.
So it, usually when the leaves are sticky like that, it means there's an infestation of like scale. Okay. And that's what the other one had. And now this one has it. You know, they can be like little tiny bumps on the undersides of the leaves, etc. you know, one of the things I'd be looking at doing to try and help the plant is using something like a horticultural oil, which would be like an all seasons oil, or like a insecticidal soap or something along those lines. You probably honestly could probably go with the horticultural oil. What that does is that suffocates any of the scale that's on there. It will make it so that they can't breathe, obviously, and then they won't be able to continue doing what they're doing, because what's happening is they'll take the moisture out of the plant, and what is on the leaves is called honeydew. That's the substance that they're excreting. They're getting rid of onto the plant. Without doing anything, it'll just continue, and it'll end up being like the other plants. If you have like, if you're trying to get rid of like the sticky substance, say you've sprayed it with the horticultural oil or something along those lines, you can actually just wash the leaves to get rid of the sticky substance, because sometimes when it sits too long, it can actually it can take some of the sunlight away from the from the leaves itself. So we kind of just, what you could do is just get like a cloth with warm water and wash the plant, wash the leaves to get rid of that honeydew. You don't need to put like any soap or anything. Just a warm cloth to take care of that would definitely be fine. You need to do something to get rid of it, and that's where that all seasons oil comes into play.
Very good.
Alrighty.
All right. We'll give it a shot.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about 3 hours left in the show, so we got plenty of time to get on and call us. Half hour from now, about 7:30, we're going to have Victoria join us from Natural Alternatives. So we look forward to that, to have her give us some great information in regards to a number of different things that we could be doing right now in the garden to be more successful. So she's going to be on about 7:30. Eastern time, so definitely we look forward to that. So stay tuned to that. In the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. And we're going to end up taking a break here for a couple. And we'll be back on the 7 o'clock hour to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We're going to be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.